Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
But I would say the thing that pretty much every, and I mean every, single Guardians fan cares about, that Carl Willis will take some time to mull his future.
Yeah. Offer him the bag, offer him whatever you need to offer him. You can't let him go.
Okay, what if he's like, well, can you like give me more talent to work with?
Yeah, that might be the non-negotiable. Like part
he
of his skill
set, $20 million on a hitter to so my pitchers have a chance.
So part of his skill set is like we always say, like, oh, Stefanski, quarterback whisperer, and that's been debunked. But like we do give credit to other people, like Shanahan, for instance, Jimmy Garoppolo to the Super Bowl, Brock Purdy to the Super Bowl. He's made McCorkle Jones, your guy, into a legit player at least for 1 week. Carl Willis' superpower is he takes just about any pitcher and turns him into something.
Yeah, or something better than what he was.
He gets the most out of these guys.
He and Brad Goldberg made Matt Festa serviceable. And you have to understand, Matt Festa was a scrub. He was Eniel De Los Santos before Eniel De Los Santos came to Cleveland and was good. Where has Eniel De Los Santos been since Cleveland? No bueno.
I mean, we had a season where Ortiz ended up going away, and all of a sudden, we're like, well, geez, we're just screwed. And then it turned into pitcher after pitcher that we were able to get something out of. Slade Ciccone, Parker Messick, all these guys. Carl, you might be part of the secret sauce.
So we've got some calls on the Dylan Gabriel stuff. But the question we threw out for old DG there is what's the plan or what's the goal with Dylan Gabriel?
I'm going to let the record show, by the way. I didn't want to acknowledge the no bueno thing.
The no bueno?
Yeah.
But I threw a little...
You had some zest to it.
I did. I'm very zesty, as the kids would say.
Is that what they say? No bueno.
I thought it was muy bien.
E tu?
Yeah. I took 2 years. Two years of Spanish in high school. How many did you take?
Three.
Three.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing.
Spanish one.
I feel like for some reason, everyone always wants to, none of us remember any of it.
Yeah.
Like, we remember
some
of it. Like seven words, maybe.
Yeah. De donde está la biblioteca?
That's only because of Parks and, that wasn't Parks and Rec. That was Parks and Rec. Community. It was Community. Donde está la biblioteca? That wasn't because of school. That was because of a show.
I don't think that's correct. I don't remember that way. Now, Albert Breer, we asked him what's the goal.
You didn't think I was going to get that poll at all, did you?
You got there. You landed the plane.
There. All right.
What's the goal with Dylan Gabriel? Here was his answer.
I think he's going to play well, guys. I may have used this comp with you guys before. Do you guys look at him and think, like, he could be Chase Daniel for the next 15 years? That's my thing is, like, if he can at least get you to a point where Jerry Judy's got a chance to make plays, Harold Bannon's got a chance to make plays, you know, you can do some stuff with Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson out of the backfield. If he gets you to a place where you can, you know, really kind of keep your young players growing, you know, keep guys locked in, that's valuable. So I think there'll come a point when they want to look at Shador, probably. Yeah, I think there probably is. But do I think it's going to come at, like, the cost of, like, Jerry Judy performing or Harold Bannon performing or David Njoku performing? Do I think it's going to come at that cost where it's going to be a detriment to everybody else being able to do their job for a 4 or a 5 or a 6-game stretch? Probably not.
In fairness, some of those guys aren't doing their job already. And then when it comes to Dylan, here's I don't love that Albert was like, well, what if he becomes Chase Daniel? As if that would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I also just think, like, here's the real goal with Dylan. The franchise quarterback, system quarterback, all that nonsense, it's not all the nonsense. All that stuff is how we talk about it. It's not how they talk about it. I think the goal for the Browns with Dylan is see if we can win with Dylan. And what I mean by that is for the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, can we win games with him? Because if we're 1-7 with Dylan, 8 games from now, or 7 games from now, because I already lost one, if you're 1-7, there's no reason to not go to Shador, or there's no reason to not go to whatever door seed that there is. So it's not, can he be a franchise quarterback? You cannot ascertain that in one season. We found that with Baker. We had Baker here 4 years, and they couldn't ascertain whether he's a franchise quarterback or not. They got that wrong.
It takes time. Yeah.
So, like, this is about right now in this context, can we win games with Dylan Gabriel? Because if you can, then the more talent around him, you think to yourself, well, more talent, maybe better Dylan Gabriel, the Brock Purdy stuff, right? You had Brock with the best stuff. Now you don't have him with the best stuff, and you wonder what the hell you have in Brock Purdy.
Well, and so that's always been the inverse. That's always been one of the hard parts about this upcoming season that's now playing out, is the idea that we didn't know if Stefanski was going to have enough weapons or enough pieces to even fairly judge whether or not any of these quarterbacks can be something at a higher level. Because I mean, throw anybody out there. Your Josh Allen, your Patrick Mahomes, your Lamar Jackson, whoever you want, put them on this roster. How are they faring? I would imagine a lot of them would still do a really nice job. I'm sure Mahomes could still do a really nice job. But you see how it changes. The conversation changes. That's why the 49ers are important in this context.
Well, and I just think, like, John Greco today with the Morning Boys said, you know, he wouldn't put money on Dylan Gabriel playing the rest of the season, right? Yeah, no one should, because that's not the goal yet.
Mm-hmm.
The only way, like, there are steps to this with Dylan. And as dismissive as I am about what I think he'll be in the NFL, the first thing is, can we stay competitive with you? And then can we win with you? And if the winning becomes a thing, then it becomes, okay, how far can we win? And that's how you get to the end of the rainbow and finish the season, having started 12 games this year. And that, to me, that's the crux of it, though. But starts with, can you win? Not, can he play adequate?
Sure, but the risk here, and listen, it's a risk worth taking. You have to take these type of risks, but the risk that you are approaching is the idea that if he loses a lot of games, and if it doesn't look particularly good, genie's out of the bottle then. Mm. Like, and that really stinks for Dylan Gabriel, because before your career even takes off, it could be tanked in the toilet. You want to be Chase Daniel for 10 years. Why the backup quarterbacks have success, or have some sense of success, is because they do what Jake Browning did 2 years ago when he stepped in and won 9 games. Not what Jake Browning did over the previous, 3 games this season. Like, you do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Have to look competent, and you do have to win some games in the meanwhile. And so there's a real chance that Dylan Gabriel tanks his entire NFL career before it even gets started over the next 4 or 5 weeks.
I've said you got to find out if you can win with Dylan. If not, then it's not that you hit the eject button and he goes to the surface of the sun. It's just then it's time to go to Shador, whatever you think option C will be. What do you think the goal is with Dylan?
I think the goal with Dylan is you got to find somebody. If you play out the rest of the season, it's got to be their goal. It's not my goal for Dylan, but I think their goal has got to be, that's our quarterback until the end of the season. And then if he wins at a, I don't know, let's say 50% clip, then you go into 2026, you draft a new quarterback, and then you do have that backup quarterback where not only the fans believe that Dylan Gabriel can step in if needed and win a game, but you have the evidence attached to it that the coaching staff would have made the right call. But anything short of that, you're entering a dangerous territory, because it's really hard to go into 2026 with Dylan as your backup quarterback if he goes 1-6 or 1-5 and then you have to bench him. You can't go back to that at that point.
216-474-0092. What's the goal with Dylan Gabriel here in Cleveland? Our buddy Thomas and Shaker joins us now. Thomas, welcome back to the show, bud.
Hey, Nick. Hey, JP. Great talking to you guys. Hey, Nick, I have a lot of respect for you and everything. Hmm. You know, at first I was I was kind of heated when I heard you on the radio. I felt like you weren't being fair to Dylan, but you kind of explained your point a little better, and I'm not as heated about it. But I do think that this whole week since Dylan Gabriel, and I haven't listened to everybody, but I think Dylan Gabriel really had a really good game, his first game, and I just really think that we should.
Why do you think it was really good? He didn't have many completions beyond the sticks. They scored 17 points. And I mean, he looked serviceable.
I thought he looked really good in the red zone. I thought he looked really good in the red zone. And
I'll give you the Njoku throw. He damn near fell down on the fan and touchdown.
Man, come on, man. I think you're being nitpicky here. Come on. I thought he had two red zone. He had two red zone completions for touchdowns. And also, you know, you got to realize that was his first game as a rookie, with some jet lag, playing in London, a short practice week.
The sun was in his eyes.
That was not an ideal week. That was not an ideal week for his first
PFF, Thomas, PFF graded out his week five performance as the 25th out of 28 quarterbacks this week.
Elite.
I didn't say he was elite. He just left me wanting for more. So when we go down here and beat the Steelers next week, are we going to be like, oh, Dylan Gabriel, possibly career best backup quarterback in the NFL?
What if he beat the Vikings? They didn't. Like, listen, you know me, Thomas. I'm not afraid to say I was wrong. I take glee in it, especially when it comes to quarterbacks in Cleveland. I'd love to be wrong on the right side of things, meaning I'd love it if Dylan Gabriel was Kirk Cousins. But Kirk Cousins is 4 inches, 5 inches taller. Kirk Cousins, a little bit better arm. Kirk Cousins, actually, I don't think he's as good at mobility, I don't think that's his ceiling. I think his ceiling is left-handed Colt McCoy. And until proven otherwise, I haven't seen any. Like, did you see anything that told you he's a starter on Sunday?
I like the way that he commanded the huddle. I like his calmness. I like the way he played in the red zone.
What about the huddle?
He just left me wanting for more.
What about the huddle? Which part of the huddle did he command?
He looked confident in there. He didn't look like he looked confident and confident in there. He looked like he knew what he was doing. He looked comfortable. He didn't look like somebody who was scared. A lot of these rookie quarterbacks in the game.
That's a very low bar, my friend.
How many rookie quarterbacks have we seen, especially for the Cleveland Browns, get in there and they look scared and they look like they were lost in the huddle?
Yeah, but the rookie quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns is not the bar. The bar is, are you eventually do you have starter talent?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. But my whole point was he played against a really good defense. I thought he looked really good when he got the ball close to the red zone. He threw touchdowns when he got near the red zone, which is something that a lot of quarterbacks struggle with in the NFL. And I appreciated that. That's what I'm saying. I just want to see more. I'm not proclaiming he's going to be the next whatever. He just left me wanting more. I just thought he had a good performance on Sunday.
Thomas, we appreciate you.
Thanks, Thomas.
I think it does come down to, I know it's a semantics battle. Thomas said really good. I thought adequate. And I do. I wonder how much better can he play than he did on Sunday. And I also wonder, okay, what is the under of that performance look like? But I don't think anything you saw on Sunday means we have to run to the telephones and be like, we got one.
Hey, I like that Thomas at least said that he was like thirsting for more. He left wanting more I didn't leave wanting more. I just left with this is our reality.
If it helps,
it's a little bit different.
If it helps,
but I like that.
I will never
like that mentality by Thomas.
I definitely don't think I wanted more, but I definitely thought I'm not gonna be mad if I get more of that.
If that was a plate of food, I don't think I'm going back for seconds.
Yeah. Okay. But at the same point.
You know, I like my seconds.
I wouldn't spit it up either.
No, I'm not throwing it in the trash and being like, how dare anyone even think I would eat this? It was fine. It was okay. I'm just not going to wax poetic about it either.
216-474-0092. When it comes to Dylan Gabriel, what's the goal with Dylan Gabriel? And it doesn't matter how old the news is. It still doesn't sound good for Cleveland. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.